senior wealth advisor and market strategist for Murphy and Silvest, Paul Nolte. Good morning, Paul. Technology sell-off yesterday. What do you think is going to happen today?
I think we're going to get a little bit of a bounce back. We've had about 4 days worth of selling, and it's been led by NVIDIA. Anecdotally, I've had probably a half a dozen calls in the last 2 weeks saying, you know, hey, we need to get into this AI thing. Mm-hmm. And it, to me, at least, is kind of ringing a bell that maybe the best is over, and we're going to see probably a little bit tougher trading for those stocks. I mean, the three stocks, NVIDIA, Apple, and Microsoft, each of them are as big as the small cap index. So any selling that goes on there and rotation into other parts of the market can boost those stocks significantly. So we're thinking that at least other parts of the market outside of technology, probably a good place to hang out over the next few months.
What was your read on the economic numbers? I guess mostly the commentary was not that exciting, huh?
No, it wasn't that exciting, but it's in line with a GDP growth or an economic growth of about 2%, which is historically where we've been at. We get the inflation numbers on Friday. Those will tick down a little bit, but again, it may not be enough for the Fed to get too excited about cutting rates at their next meeting in July and then September. The likelihood is if they do cut at all this year, it'll be after the election at their December meeting. So again, we get consumer confidence today, so we get a feel for that. But certainly the retail sales, which is our biggest read on consumer confidence, was not that fabulous. And then when you consider inflation into it, retail sales actually were a little bit negative. So the job market continues to be good as long as jobs are there to be had. And we're seeing job growth, we'll see economic growth. But when that changes, then the economic outlook will change.
Explain why the bond investors liked the weaker numbers.
So it fits into the what the Fed is going to do. So if the economy is showing weaker numbers, we're seeing slowing retail sales, we're seeing higher unemployment, et cetera, then investors think, the Fed's going to be stepping in here to save the economy and cutting interest rates. So again, the bond investor, it's a teeter-totter. If interest rates go down, the value of your bond portfolio rises. So unlike 2022, where the Fed was raising rates dramatically, the value of those bonds were declining dramatically. The opposite may be true here if we get continued economic weakness. So the bond investor is always hoping for dire consequences, is not necessarily the most optimistic person on the planet. They like to see disaster and pestilence. The equity investor is a little bit more optimistic about the future.
Disaster and petulance. That's a nice forecast. So the Fed would like to see inflation at about 2%, and it's we're stuck at around 3 right now, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. And it's coming down, but it's coming down very, very slowly. And certainly everybody gets a read on that and has their own feeling about it as they go to the grocery stores, they go to the gas pump and fill up, and they get a sense of prices are starting to stabilize, or geez, you know, prices continue to rise. So the consumer is seeing it on a day-to-day basis, and certainly the economists get all geeked up and they're looking strictly at the numbers. They haven't been to a grocery store in who knows how long. So when you look at those numbers, there's a lot of people that look around and go, no, we're not seeing those numbers. So it's going to be a difficult needle to thread for the Fed on when should they cut interest rates, should they cut interest rates, if inflation remains an issue. So the biggest concern is for the Fed, if they cut rates, does inflation tick back higher sooner than later?
Will the debate Thursday night affect the markets at all, do you think?
For a couple hours, I think it will. I think it's going to be certainly popcorn and the adult beverage and maybe an extra TV, because you're going to throw something at the TV, I think, during the debate. But I think when you look at it from the market perspective, the markets are going to be looking at it. They've known who the candidates are. They understand both stances for both Biden and Trump. I don't think there's going to be a surprise necessarily that the markets are going to go, ooh, we need to rethink this. The markets, I think, are really looking more at the inflation numbers and the economic numbers much more than they are looking at the politics. So they're in, it's historically, when you see the markets during an election year tend to be flattish during the summer months heading into the election. Once we get past the election, the markets tend to rise. Mm-hmm. So we could see some choppy markets anyways, but I don't think the debate's going to swing it one way or the other.
So for now, weather forecast and financial forecast the same, stormy. It's Paul Nolte,
yes,
our favorite geek from Murphy and Sylvest. Thank you. Have a good day, Paul.
Thank you.